Previously on Blossom. Hey. Oh, you god, you scared me. I'm running for homecoming queen. And you little snake. Why, hello, Hooverville High. This is your own Jenny Daniel. Let's give her a big warm welcome.
Ah!
Don't say a word. And now, Blossom. Hey, William. Oh, hey, Em. Ma'am?
Okay.
So, basically, it's basically picking up from our talk over the phone. But I'm just saying that the students need to start a riot. It's unfair that I get in trouble when I do the homework and no one else does. So it's like, how am I hitting the homework? If no one else does, you just look like a smarty pants. The teacher has no right to say that to me. Well, you do what you want. What, are you not gonna help me? Just help me start the riot. Help me get my hurt, my legs hurt. I am so sorry. Let me help you with the books in. Book said, don't touch my books. Excuse me? Don't touch my books. Ugh, I don't want your nerd germs on it. Ugh, now excuse me. Ugh, no. Em? Shh, Liam. What did you say to me, nerd? No. I said no. I'm not moving. I demand an apology. Oh, you're funny. And it's laughable. Almost too laughable. I don't think you understand. You bumped into me. So in fact, you owe me an apology. No, I certainly do not. From the way you treated me, you had no right to be walking in these hallways yourself. Look, you are rude. Did you just push me? Yeah, that's what I did. M. Liam. That is so rude. If you don't apologize to me this second, I will. You will what? Call your daddy on me. He's not exactly the superintendent, you know. I can't actually get expelled, so what's the worst you can do? Tell me to stop. And you can't go to the principal either, because that's not grounds of misconduct. So in fact, you still owe me the apology. Why you little snake? I'm not a snake. The only snake I see here is you. You've been treating everybody so bad. You've been nothing but a bully, a piece of garbage, a jerk. In fact, you're the loser. It's so iconic how you keep calling people losers, but you bullying people to make yourself feel better doesn't make you any less better. You don't deserve your riches or your fame. No one likes you. I don't like you, and no one else there does. Even your friends don't even like you, because you're just a big, fat jerk. You deserve your riches. You don't deserve those awards. All three of them. You know why they voted for you? Out of fear. And they don't like you at all. You're nothing but a jerk, a loser, and that's all you'll ever be. So yes, I'll take that apology now. What happened, Jenny? Cat's got your tongue? I think I handled that situation. What did you do? Liam, sometimes you gotta fight fire with fire. The only way to get through to her is just to be a little meaner. Meaner, I can't believe you would say something like that. Well, Jenna, Heather, it was the only way you can get through to her, that she's nobody without her snark, and that she has no power over me, and I'm sick of her treating people so bad. But that was really mean. Well, Heather, you gotta fight mean with me, and it's the only way we'll get through to her. Now, come on, Liam, we're gonna be late for class.
Whoa! Whew.
So anyways, we need to rise up and start a revolution. I'm not going down without a fight. Why is everyone so quiet? I don't know. Well, no matter. I won't let this get me down. Hi. The bell rang. Class is starting soon. So, go to class. Go to class! Whoa, they all just disappeared. They just filed out. I think I hear the winds of change calling me. You're the best, Mariah. See? Come on, Liam.
Whoa.
Lunch. Oh, I can't wait to go to lunch for, and this whole thing just blows over. Whoa, this is freaky. It's like the Twilight Zone. Literally, it's like there's no more hustling and bustling, the sound of students eating and talking and chatting and enjoying their lunch. No, they're actually eating their lunch and not throwing it around like a baseball. You're telling me, Mariah, this is freaky. Freaky, hello, Ada. Forget Addie. Let's just go sit down. This is just so weird. Hey, Vlad. Hey, Ada. Hi. What's wrong? Aren't you glad to see your two best friends? See our best friend. You, I'm not so sure about. Wait, what do you mean, Ada? I'm your best friend. Aren't I? I mean, you are, but you've been kind of a bully, and I don't really support that. I'm not a bully. Bully. Jenny's the bully. I was just sticking up for myself and all of you. Don't you see that? Sorry. I'm sorry. Gotta go. Vlad? Sorry. I'm sorry, American girl, but I do not want to be caught up in drama. Drama just on my first, on my sixth, my third day of school. I'm sorry. Ugh. Well, this sucks. Liam! Oh. Wait, you're gonna leave me too? I mean, they're calling out to me, and I really don't want to leave them. But what about me? Then I'll be alone. But if I leave them, they'll be alone. They have each other. I don't have anybody else. Why don't you sit with Jenna and Heather? This is great. First, my two friends leave me, and now him. You know what? Fine. I'll take his advice. I'll go sit with the mean girls. Hey, so what are we talking about? Nothing. Nothing really. You know that Jenny's gone, we don't really have anyone to follow or talk to.
Maybe we could talk to you? Maybe you could be our Jenny. Oh, no. I'm just Mariah. Mariah, just your normal, regular girl. Girl, I am not like Jenny. Jenny's a bully, and I'm not a bully. Okay. Well, you could be our Mariah then. Yes, your very own Mariah. So what's there to talk about? Well, looky here. Here, Jenny's over there sitting alone by the trash can. How sad and pathetic. Hey, don't talk to her. Don't talk about her like that. That's rude. That's bullying. Sorry. Oops, sorry, I'll shut up. No, I don't want you to... This is so hard. This is so, so hard. Hey! Hey, Mara, can I talk to you? Ah! Get lost, loser! We're trying to talk to our new leader now. Yeah, so get lost before we make you. Hey! She's my friend! But I thought we were your friends. And he left you. You really want to talk to him now? No. Get lost, loser. Isn't that fun? That really is fun. Bye. M. You've changed. Whatever. So, I think I just might like this. Oh, you don't have a lunch? Oh, I didn't get one. I was too busy with the hullabaloo and I not really eat lunch. It's not even that good. Well, it's really good, but it is really good if you know where to get it from. Hey, Mariah needs lunch. Now! Here you go, Mariah. Here. Hi, Mariah. I love you. Here. Have this. Whoa. Where did they get this stuff from? Oh, do you want more of it? We can get you more of it. Yes, please. I'm enjoying a little being a Jenny. But what she did is not right. Okay, so what are we doing after school? Well, we're going to go hang out at Jenny's place, but we can hang out at yours. No, do not. We're going shopping. Woohoo! I think this might be the new Jenny. A new and improved Jenny. This is gonna be fun. Oh, this is so much fun. But I don't look anything like you. I mean, look at Heather. She's literally wearing a tight-fitted dress and lip gloss. I look nothing like you, and I never will. It's just crazy. Well, maybe we can help you maybe we can give you a makeover. Oh, really? That would be great. Well, let's get started then. First, you got to ditch the suspenders. Wait, but I like my suspenders. They're really cute. Sorry, not in this world. Not in this world they are. Not in this world. If you want to keep your suspenders that badly, I suppose we could let you keep them on one condition. What? They don't go around your waist. They don't go around your shoulders. They go hanging off the sides of your pants. Oh, and that brings us to another thing, your pants. They're hideous.
Heather, that is so rude. Sorry, Jenny. I mean, Mariah. Look, I am not Mariah. I am not Jenny. I am Mariah Williams. Mariah Williams, okay? Sorry. I'm gonna have one. Just like Jenny used to act. So anyways, we're gonna have to accessorize. So I'm thinking like a mini tiara here. Here's some skirt and a dress here. And then, I'm not about that life. I don't like dresses. Well, if you wanna look the part, you're gonna have to act the part. Though it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Sorry, Jenny. Heather. Crap. I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore. So, here's some cloth that I personally made. Heather, it's gorgeous. Thank you. So just drape it across your shoulders like that. Ah, this is so adorable. Thank you. It's one of my best. I feel powerful. I feel magnificent. I feel totally me. Like, this could be my style. Like, look at me, this beautiful dress. My shoes. I'm wearing glittery pink high heels. That's us. That is like style. Yep. But now just one more thing. Oh, and what would that be, Your makeup. Oh, but I don't wear any makeup. That's the point. You need makeup. You need perfume. You smell obvious. You smell hideous, girl. Girl, excuse me. Sorry, but you smell like a dumpster. Rude. Not any nicer. I want only firm, positive attitudes on my court. And I feel like a queen. Well, hello, I'm going to make you like a queen. Here, take this. What's this? Lip gloss, put it on. Where does it go? It's lip gloss. It goes on your lips. Oh, yeah. But you forgot to choose one, so. I think I like this gold one. It goes perfect with my attitude. Good choice. It's my favorite. So what's your first act, Your Royal Highness? My first act. Tearing down all the rules Jenny put in place. And how do we do that, Your Royal Highness? You guys keep calling me Your Royal Highness, but you don't have to stop. I'm just saying, you don't have to. Wink, wink. Oh, I get it. Okay, so
ready.
So what's the first? Let's talk about the lunchroom. What's the first thing Jenny had? What's some things that Jenny put in place? No one can sit at her table. No one can talk to her about us. No one can. Okay, none of that. I need a podium. She needs a podium now. Will this suffice, your Majesty? Oh, why, yes, it will.
Whoa, it's kind of high up here.
As your new queen, I now protest all the rules of that tyrant. Tyrant Jenny, no longer shall you be bounded by chains to the areas you sit. You may freely lance wherever you please. Please, you may mix in groups and join sufficely. Thank you. Powerful, like a debate, but not fake. That felt enlightening. We're happy it did. We're happy it did. Good. So what's the next one? What's your next plan? Everyone has rights to Jenny's personal bathroom. Whoa! Whoa, that's kind of risky. Stuff can go wrong. Go wrong. They're nasty heathens who... Be quiet, Heather. All these walls, these rules that Jenny had put in place, no longer. No longer, Heather. I am here to save the day. To save the day. With my royal kingly queenie robe. And my long, in my elongated dress. So, spread the word to the people. Spread the word to the people. But now, I'm missing something. You know what's that, Your Royal Highness? A place to rule. A queen cannot rule without a proper place to. Place to. So, girls, any ideas? How about the auditorium? They have that Cinderella, that boring Cinderella play last year. Yeah, they have a big old throne that you could sit on. A royal throne. I think I'd like that. Take me to it then, and I'm gonna need a carriage too. Well, actually, the closest thing you can really get is a fancy wagon. Fine, then I will ride in the fancy wagon. Come, girls. Why aren't you coming? Well, we need to be cued. No, you don't. Yes, we do. You don't really do anything unless we're cued. Well, how about try snapping? Okay, come, girl. Come, girls. Oh, yay! This is so fun. And into my royal dress, I am now transformed. It is time to go about my day. Night, my day. Oh, the queen is back, baby. Her Royal Highness Moriah Williams shall now see you in the Royal Court. What Royal Court? The auditorium. What's going on, William? Yes, I would like to know what is happening to girl. Moriah, she let the power go to her head. She's acting just like Jenny. Jenny, except more medieval? Woo! Yes, it is I, Her Royal Highness. And I shall now see you, for I have a proclamation. Your attire. Look at you. What are you wearing, sir? Good sir. What is your name? Jason. And what are you wearing? A fortnight shirt. A fortnight shirt? You mean a 14-day shirt? What? Because a fortnight is forget the joke. Any fortnight attire wearers? Anyone wearing a fortnight attire? Stand up. 36 of you. Well, it is banned. Banned. And if you do not abide by these rules, and you wish to speak out, you shall be put in solitary. Solitary. Guards, seize them. Oh my gosh, Moriah! Vlad?
No, Vlad! It is too late for... It is too late for me. I shall be taken to camp. To camp. Bring me bread. Bring me bread.
Vlad!
This has gone too far. I need to talk to Mariah. Mariah, no. No, Ada, don't. She's gone too far in.
And now, the color pink. If you are wearing the color pink, stand up. That color is also banned. Guards, seize the 15, 16 of them.
I will not go down that fight.
Liam!
Ada!
It feels great to be queen. Queen. And now, the time is 2:05. Five. I have my royal timer here in Heather's hands. Heather, come hither.
What's hither?
Come here. Yeah. Here I have my royal timer. You have 15 minutes. At the strike of 2:20, you will all come to me. Come to me and bring me gifts and wonderful gifts. If I do not approve of your gift, I shall put you in solitary. Terry. I am your queen. Good day. Girls. Come. Let us sit in the throne room.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. Who are you?
Hi. You probably don't know me. No one really knows me, but I'm Rowan. I'm Rowan.
I'm Liam.
Liam, oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, why are you here?
I just escaped from solitary, and if you want to see your friends again, here's how you do it. You need to come with me. Okay? But we have to be very quiet, because the guards are blocking the entrances, so we need to go through the back door. Back door. Okay.
Okay, but the guards are coming any minute. We need to leave.
Yep.
That's why we're going to the garbage chute.
Wait, what?
Oh, trust me, it's more clean than it sounds.
So, strap yourself in. With what? Anything, really. Anything, really. A plastic bottle will suffice. And 3, 2, 1.
I'm not sure about this.
Jump!
Whoa! That was such a rush.
Yes, I know it was. It was really fun. But anyways, your friend Ada and Vlad. Ada and Vlad.
Yeah, whatever. They're being kept in the library.
The library.
That's what she's talking about. Solitude. Are you talking about that makeshift prison cell for people who talk in the library?
Of course.
No, I'm talking about the staff room. Of course, I'm talking about the place where they put loud talkers in the library. They're being kept there and put to work.
Wait, what do you mean put to work?
It's better if you just watch this video.
Here. You had a whole video?
Shut up. I have to film things.
Yeah. Ugh. God, if I smell another Valencia orange incense, I am going to literally scream. Shh! I know we should.
Beep. They're smelling refresher oil.
Yes. Because the queen,
yes,
because Mariah, hey, I mean, the queen,
wants the finest oils to put in her diffuser.
So, here's what I have planned.
Why do you have pneumonia with you?
That
That doesn't matter. But here's what you gotta do. Bring this to her. But disguise it as this.
As a Jenner smells.
Yes, bring it to her. She loved to reminisce back on her witchy ways. On Jenny's witchy ways. And also, they have Jenny in there too. So here's my plan. I'm thinking if I can break Jenny out and you give her the pneumonia oil, we can talk her out of this. But you never explained to me why you need the pneumonia oil. To knock her out. Why? Cause kidnapping her. Oh my gosh, no. Ready? Break. Wait, no, come back. I said break. Well, I guess it's up to me to save my best friend. Ding, ding, ding. The queen shall now be seated. Yes, such a tall guy, the queen. Where did you get that weird French accent? That weird, like, old-timey French accent. I have no idea. Dear. Oh, I shall see your gift. Ew! I bring to you a collector's pin. A collector's pin from Big Hero 6. Didn't that movie come out 4 years ago? Yes, but I will not hear it. Let me see. Oh, how cute. It's a little Baymax. And he says, would you like a hug? Oh, this is so cute. Sustained. Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. Yes, good day. Next. I bring to you. Oh, no. Oh no, it's me. I'm up next. But you had to go with something. You next! Your Majesty, I bring to you my favorite book. Mm-hmm. How lovely. Throw her in the cell. Wait! Look at the top. Oh, what is this? A beautiful bookmark. I shall take the bookmark, throw away the book, and sentence you to 10 minutes in the cell. Whoa! No! No! Throw me! You! Next. I bring to you something in a little baggie. Oh, look, it's in a little Jenner smells. Oh, it really does smell, but let me see what's inside. Oh, this must be the cutest little bottle of incense I've ever seen. Let me smell it. Is that orange and blueberry and the queen's passed out. Poison. Archers, get her. Get him. No. Come on. Go. I forgot I'm super weak. Oh no. I'm falling. Ow. Crap. Unhand the queen, you tyrant. Uh-oh. Well, I'm not going down without a fight. Pick up the pace, Queenie. I know you're unconscious, but I know you're hearing. Come here, tyrant. Archers, fire your pencil at him. Oh, no, not the pencil. See? What is going on here? Maria, wake up and run. I certainly will not unhand me. I know you remember me. Ugh, fine, Liam. What do you want? What? Please stop lagging.
Lagging?
Oh no. Lagging? I want my best friend back. I'm sorry, but this is the life for me now. Now, I feel happy. I feel powerful. And that's just it. You're too powerful. Powerful. Look at all your friends making them work like slaves. You gotta trust me. Please, Mariah. What? Why'd you be my friend again? Liam, I'm so sorry. For what? I'm so sorry. I've been trying so hard to be a woman of a stature and fullness. And I tried to learn Jenny, but all I've done is made everything worse. Yeah, you think we're running away from angry geeks who are firing freaking pencils at us? I'm sorry. And all I've done is ended up being a bigger Jenny, a bigger jerk. Well, thanks for the apology, but it's not me you have to apologize to. Come on, get on the lighting stage. Look down there. Who do you see?
I see the mean girls.
No.
Who do you see? I see Heather, Jenna, Jenny.
They're all there because of your actions. Working like slaves. Slaves. Jenny, most of all. You need to apologize. But how? We're being chased, and they're about to get just any second. Well, you always said to be creative and start a riot. Then we'll do just that. Quickly, give me the end of your dress. What for? We're jumping. Are you crazy? That's insane. Three. Wait, I'm not ready. Oh, two. Hold on. One. That was fun. But duck! God, get on your throne and tell them, and put an end to this. Everybody stop! Stop. Mariah, Liam, I hand him. As you wish. Look, I've probably said and done some crazy, terrible, jerkish things. I've been rude, selfish, mean, lousy, all the words you can use to describe me. All this time, all I wanted to do was dethrone Jenny so she could learn what it's like to be left in the dust. But all I've done is made... But all that did is make everything worse. I'm sorry for what I did, and I dethroned myself as queen. But my last proclamation before I do, I demand I put a stop to this. No more oligarchies, garkies. No kings and queens to rule over all, not one. Thank you. I am Mariah Williams. I'm not Her Royal Highness. Thank you. Hello, suspenders and crinkly jeans.
I am glad to have Mariah back. Yeah, me too. Me most of all. Liam, I'm sorry. I cannot express how sorry I am. I let all this power go to my head. I was trying to make things better. And I know you were. But being a bully, being a bigger bully than the original one does not make you any better. I know. But I wonder what Jenny's up to. Yeah, I wonder what she is up to. The coast clear?
Yep.
I can't believe that fool actually thinking that was me. I was sick for the past 3 days. Ugh, but whatever. You know, Heather, Jenna, this experience has made me learn something. Sometimes being a jerk won't get you anywhere, but it's fun. But it's fun to pretend it does. I am so sorry, Jenny. I'll just get out of your way. Oh, no, it's actually my fault. But what's where you're going? Okay, loser? Okay. Bye. Bye. See? There's a nice girl under all that fear. She just has to dig really deep for it. Now girls, here's what we're gonna do. We're going to go out on the limo, and we're gonna see the city. And maybe spend a few $100 at a homeless shelter to make up for all the stuff that's happened. Okay? Yay! Shut up! No. Don't shut up. It's fine. Come on, you big weirdos. Let's go. Yay! Well, I'm kind of happy to see it end to this. I was done. Totally done. I'm done with that girl's ish. Yeah, me too. But whatever, I'm happy to get the old Jenny back. Me too.